Yeah.
Okay. Since Carl's not here, I'd like to call the meeting of October 11th, 2022, to order. Kathy, can you lead us in the first question?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic from which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Thank you.
I think Carl just pulled up.
I think so. Well, we got to start for him anyway.
The meeting minutes. Oh, wait a minute. Can we do that? Were you here? Yes, you were. Okay. Is there anything about the meeting minutes, Carl?
Hey, we got to start for you, Carl. We just need to pledge allegiance. That's all.
We're at the meeting minutes.
Curtis
on
there?
Yeah, he's there. He's on the
Sir.
It's so quiet.
I know. There's no one here. Huh?
You can't start
to
prosper. Ursula, get here
anyway. I don't think
there's someone
here. Ursula's
connected. It's going
good. Looks like, I don't know. Okay. Right. So, we're at the meeting. Approval of minutes. Handing
it back over.
It's good. Yeah, you don't. Maybe it's me. I'll take you credit for it anyway.
Kathy's just getting back from Annapolis. I got back a little bit ago. So.
Is that
okay.
All right.
It could be some delightful salad from.
Yeah.
From the Market Street Cafe.
All right. We have a motion on the minutes.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes.
I'll second it.
A motion to approve the minutes in a second.
Hello, all in favor of approval of the minutes, say aye.
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 I think accounts payable. Curtis, did you say aye?
Yeah, I said aye.
Okay. Thank you. Accounts payable. I know Kathy's over there trying to get one more check out for trash tech.
Do you want to skip over that for now, then, or
if we can.
Okay. Yeah.
Where do we have the number? And we can just.
We have the number.
Okay. Let's add to the.
And we could just add it on to this check that she's doing.
Motion, right?
Kathy, how much is it?
$21,741.50.
That's
the additional check? Yep. Yeah. So what's the total?
$29,947.50. Okay. That.
Well, yeah. I thought you were
going to
have them together.
Yep.
I thought you were asking
me what the. It's those two, yeah.
It bumps it up the center.
Does. Why we wanted to get this one taken care of. Included.
51689.12. What's the total?
51689.12.
Am I right? Did I not add that right?
02.
02, I'm sorry.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, so the total is $51,689.02.
$2.
Yeah. Double check that on that. Yeah. 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 I'm with park rangers to break those tickets.
That's right. 51,689.02. That is correct.
Anybody need additional time to review?
I signed up the check. So.
Somebody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we set the account table in the amount of $51,689.02.
I'll second that.
We have a motion by Commissioner Fields, second by Commissioner Kamano for approval of the accounts payable. All in favor say aye.
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 Accounts payable is approved. Next on the agenda is the Miller Environmental September report. Do you
want to run us
down that?
Sure. Okay, it looks like the total monthly water withdrawal in 2022 was 2,862,000 gallons. And last year it was 2,694,000 gallons. The average daily water withdrawal was 95,400 gallons this year. And last year it was 89,800. The minimum daily water withdrawal for this year was 50,000 gallons, and last year it was 56,000 gallons. The maximum daily water withdrawal for 2022 was 155,000 gallons, and last year it was 117,000 gallons. And total positive coliform samples were zero. And there's stuff on the back of what I can go. That's basically about it, though, it looks like.
Yeah. Still not really exercising well one. But what's the status on
that? Yeah, so AC Schultes is just getting ready to schedule the work.
Okay.
To redevelop well one.
Any idea when so, that's start?
I know they were busy. I'm hoping within the next couple of weeks, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So all right.
I'm hearing that the osprey nest was moved finally, now that they're not here.
On top of the water tower? We have not moved them, no. Remember the light was malfunctioning up on top there.
Well, the reason I'm saying it, somebody posted that somebody was up there moving it. So that's why I'm asking.
No, there was a post on the property across from the Baptist Church on Route 7, that cell tower right there, a nest was recently removed just 2 weeks ago, but not on top of our tower. We have not done that.
Okay. That's the Eagles, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, that Eagles nest is gone.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's...
I enjoyed seeing them every time I rode by. They were always tooed out there.
Yeah.
They come up with pretty good nests.
But this, yeah,
that's a little different, but the Eagle's pretty cool.
And this time of year, I think legally you can
relocate
a nest, right? Because there shouldn't be anything in it. But
yeah, I just want to make one quick comment about the backup generators for the order. Any updates on that, Brian?
So we're still waiting on cost estimates.
Okay.
From AECOM, but they did give me a ballpark figure. We're talking probably close to $50,000.
Right. Now, is that installation and everything? Or
yes, that's everything. Okay.
Is that one or two?
Well, we think it's three.
Three.
One for the water tower, one for each well, and then two for our sewage pump stations.
But that's county.
Well, yeah. No, it's town.
For the sewage pumps?
Yes.
We own the pump. Yeah.
They operate them, but we pay the big bills. Mm-hmm. And we're the owner. I mean,
and from what I'm hearing, that is in all towns.
We should revisit our agreement with the county, honestly, with the sewer system, but that's my understanding.
Too. Okay. Just an update.
We definitely need the sewer pumps.
Yeah. Because if we get to a long term outage, we're going to need something to back up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just curious. If
I've been wanting the generators forever.
And that's for, and that $50,000 is for all?
All parking?
Yeah. That's each.
No.
So see, I was thinking, okay, and this is what I'm thinking is that we have permanent one at the water tower. And that we have portable ones to go to well and go to the pump station.
I hope
it may come down to that if we can. I mean, I guess best would be to have a stationary one that would just kick on right when the power went out. But you know, I don't see us dropping $250K.
Yeah, I know. We're gonna have to prioritize in some way. I hear you.
Is there any way we could get just the price for the generator and then? You know, sometimes it's cheaper if you have an outside electrician hook it up.
Maybe.
Well, that's what I'm curious. Yeah. What,
Why is it 50K?
So it's not just the generator. It's hooking it up. It's, you know, putting a fence around it, concrete pad.
Yeah.
I think there was more. I think there was plans. There was an engineer's got to do construction plans. Like, you can't just go in there and hook it up. Like, there's, you know, building / construction plans, you know, to get the work done so a contractor can find it.
Threw out the $50,000 number like that for one of those. I was just like, great. Seems a little extreme.
Yeah.
How about we look at?
I mean, we can look into other, other options. I mean, breaking it down,
Yeah. Yeah. So
I'll, and by each one.
I'm curious to see how much the labor is. Because I really think
how much would somebody, I mean,
yeah.
Is there any, does it doesn't have to be any special kind of generator? It's going to be a diesel generator.
It could be
a generator,
right? It could be propane, propane.
But what we have to make sure it's the right size.
Mm-hmm. It has to be strong enough to run the system.
Generate enough water or power, whatever is required.
Well, see,
why don't we contact somebody that does like Genetech see how much it goes that way?
Yep.
And go from there.
Yes, yeah, definitely get some more price options, right?
Yeah, well, get any kind of estimates.
Right, yeah, because I think it's a good starting place for us. But
I think we all agree that we would do it.
I thought it was a good idea. Everyone thought it was a good idea on the board, you know, just to kind of get the price, you know, more.
I've been on board with it.
I mean, for a long time, I know. But it makes sense, though, if you think about it. It makes sense. We could suffer a cyber attack or something.
Don't get
me started. I know. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm sorry to bring that up, but I just thought it was something we needed to talk about.
It is. Yeah.
Anything else on water?
No.
Curtis. All right. Curtis, are you going to help us out on the maintenance, or is Clinton here?
Clinton's not here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, just real quick on the crime report. Frequent calls for service were, and this was right in the main, 25 calls for service. No heroin overdoses. This is wonderful. We have had one all year. Good. Appear to be much more important other than your standard variety, garden variety occurrences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Apparently a burglary. Market Street. Anybody have any questions on the sheriff's report? We don't have the report of
the patrols or anything like that. So,
no, I don't have any questions.
Curtis, you want to run down the maintenance report, or you want to defer that to Mr. Leitner?
I actually don't even have the email. I only got the Zoom email.
Or Jeff, you want to do it?
I can do it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, maintenance report for September 2022. Found water meters to get manuals read. Rick reads. Replaced water meters at 231 Louisa Lane, and 523 Baltimore Street. Created a ceiling access in the post office. Raised the town hall flag pole 2 feet. Attended harassment and civility training. Pressure washed the front of town hall. Trimmed the vegetation along the path to the footlong park. Created access pass needed for televising detention basin pipes. Patched sinkhole at Colorado and Steamboat Courts. Created mulch piles for Cecil Cares Day. Picked up brush for hazard tree removal at Calvert and Market Streets. Cleaned and organized the maintenance shop for winter. Cleaned and inspected deck at Avalon Building. We'll replace 2 deck boards. Removed the flags at the cemetery. Continued trash can delivery and replacements as needed. Trimmed vegetation to improve sight lines at Charlestown and Ogle Streets. Took old water meters to the scrapyard and picked up yard waste and bulk trash.
Thanks, Jeff.
No problem.
Anybody have anything they want to add in regards to maintenance or any additional tasks?
Just a question for you guys. Do you like having a monthly maintenance report?
Yes. Yeah, I kind of, yeah, kind of keeps us informed on what's going on. Yeah.
Thank you. We just wanted to know.
Yeah.
Like the frequency of it.
Yeah.
I think it's fine.
Yeah, I do too.
Just some big ticket items, you know, primarily. Okay. All right.
Put the pile.
Moving on, next item on the agenda is the golf cart ordinance update and hopefully finalization.
Yes.
Now, do we have, we shipped this off to Mr. Hornberger, correct? Mm-hmm. And
well, I mean, he doesn't have this latest version pending, you know, any action this evening, but. Yeah, he'll take it as we have proposed it. He didn't have any opinions one way or another, you know, in the language of it. I guess he mentioned when it goes to committee for the General Assembly, he has a bill drafter that works in his office that might touch base with us again. But my feeling is, you know, as long as we got the language the way we want it.
Mm-hmm.
It probably doesn't need any more action on our part other than giving it to them with a transmittal letter and our meeting minutes.
Yeah.
So we did add the ability to drive it on the state roads. Yeah. If the speed limit's under 30 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked for it to be state, county, and town because in case... Yeah. Roads change hands or whatever, that way it's all covered. The other word I changed one word.
Mm-hmm.
Where it had between dawn and dusk, it had and, but this next sentence didn't make sense. I had it changed to unless if the golf cart is equipped with lighting devices as required by the state.
Yep.
It had and because it didn't make sense.
Well, generally they don't want. Generally, I think generally they haven't wanted the golf carts.
Who?
I think primarily, and this is a decision for the town as a whole to make about whether or not we want golf carts on the roads at nighttime. And I think
I would rather have the golf carts gone than the cars.
Well, it's a safety issue. And I'm not saying, you know, I can go either way, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably safe. I understand why it's not in there because they don't want, I mean, ideally they don't want the golf carts on the road at night because of the safety issue. But if we as a town are okay with it, we can leave it in there and see what happens. It may get booted out, and it's quite frankly, it's up to the state legislature at that point in time as to whether or not they leave it in there or not. But it is an added safety risk.
You think, Carl, the way it was drafted in the version we got from Dorchester County,
mm-hmm.
To be operated between the hours of dawn and dusk, but also to be equipped with lighting devices. Do you think the intent was that lights are on during
absolutely.
The day?
Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Although the statute doesn't say that, I will agree with that. Doesn't say that lights must be on.
It's like motorcycles. Right. They have to have their lights on even during the daytime.
That's what I'm thinking. How do you guys feel?
I think it's good.
You okay with golf carts at night? Curtis, you drive your golf cart around all the time?
Yeah. Yeah, I drive it around at night.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, I feel safe. I mean, I wouldn't recommend driving down Bladen Street, all night long. But going down the little side streets, if you got the proper lights, it's really no different to me, you see it better than you would see a motorcycle at night. Motorcycle's got one headlight. Golf cart's got two. But I'd make a motion that we just pass this so we can get it down to the legislature.
Yeah. I'll second it.
OK. Okay, so we have a motion by Commissioner Elmer, second by Commissioner Fields. All in favor of approving the golf cart ordinance as is, say aye.
Aye.
So it passes, and let's ship it off and
get
it down to Mr. Berger and let him do his thing.
You got to sign this version. We do.
Should that work with Lou since she wasn't in attendance? She can't sign it, or can she?
That's a good question.
It passed, so
she can sign it.
She can sign it.
She gravely objects, but I don't think she will.
Right, I'll stop in the morning to sign it.
Thanks, Curtis.
Yep, we'll be here. We're leaving it. We're leaving it as it is.
As what's as written.
The one sentence that was and
that we changed it to.
We changed it to
unless.
As it's in the packet or in the latest version, so that's fine.
The latest version was revised before the meeting.
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
It's in the packet. The second version of the packet.
So, and I will clarify that with the language that you wrote like that. So if your golf cart does not
have lights, it would be illegal to drive, Mike.
Wondering if it should be clear.
Mine has.
It should still have lights on it, though. It should still have lights on.
And I mean, mine has it all around at the top, and it's all over the place. So I'm planning on putting more on it. But
if we can just pause for a second here, because the requirements. This were that, you know, under 30 miles per hour, right? The streets are under 30 miles per hour. You can drive it on the streets between dawn and dusk. And the golf cart had to have lights. So by putting that unless in there really changes things quite a bit, because now
you're not saying they have to have a light number.
Now we're not saying that they have to have lights. And that, of course, people can drive at all hours on the golf cart, which we're fine if people want to drive at all hours on the golf cart, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm fine.
But I still believe that they ought to have lights regardless.
So why not just strike letter B? And just have it be, may operate the golf cart only on...
Strike B.
Yep. Right. That's the thing to do. Mm-hmm. I just want to, because it's kind of like you change one... Even one word, and it has all kinds of different
impacts. So strike
letter B completely.
Strikes big.
And that the golf carts must be equipped with lighting devices.
As required by the state. I'm fine with it. Yep.
Okay.
I mean, we have to sign a different.
Curtis, are you okay with that?
Yes, I'm fine. But we're doing it tonight, right?
Yeah, we're doing it right now. We're going to make that amendment and
re-sign.
So, Curtis, can you...
Yep, I will make a motion that we redo this and add on some lights. Must have lights.
Just strike letter B.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And one B.
One B.
Yep.
And I will second it.
So we have a motion on the floor to approve the golf cart ordinance as written, with the exception of striking provision number A1B, which is between the hours of dawn and dusk, unless, and of course C will become B.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So all in favor of approving the golf cart ordinance, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Aye. Very good. Motion passes. Okay, guys.
All right. That was a good point, though. I like that.
Yeah. All right. Next item, Mr. Leitner, walk us through this footlong project.
We did get a revised estimate for the extension of the project, that 10-foot wide by 60-foot long area. On the cost estimate, you'll see there the some itemized details, what goes into this cost. Installing the silt fence for 200 linear feet. Purchasing the topsoil, the additional geogrid wrap, Still need 600 EnviroLock bags, additional, as well as plantings. I think the key note to take away from this is that, you know, the contractor doesn't have construction plans to work off of. And since he has to design that extension, that's part of the cost increase relative to the first round, right? But I mean, that's basically what we have. His estimate came in at 54,000, which is the same as what was approved for the other section. I did reach out to our design engineer and asked him if you could provide construction plans for the extension, how much would that cost? Thinking that maybe that would lower the construction cost, right? They'll you see their cost estimate in here, they'll be able to do that for less than $2,000. Provide construction plans for the extension. So
54,000 is a great big nut to chew on. What was his estimate the first time for that second?
54,000.
The first time, no, it was 60,000.
60,000. So it is reduced. He sharpened his pencil.
$6,000.
Yeah.
Put it back out the bid, even though we agreed on it, but because something, you know, it's a lot of difference. I don't understand.
This is just a different section, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be a good idea to get it designed, this additional mm-hmm. section.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe put that out the bid.
And again, this section that we're talking about, this for this part, that 54.
It's
for the area where the shoreline drops off and is eroded, but it's about no more than 3 feet in those areas in height, correct?
Yeah, it ranges
three to two feet on down to 1 feet.
20,000, not 2,000.
No. There's two cost estimates. I'll get to the second cost estimate in a second.
So you know, we're set on the stabilizing the sewer main, right?
Right.
For 54K or whatever that number is. And with the EnviroLock system. So, I mean, this latter half, I certainly agree it needs to be taken care of. But what if, you know, what if, and we've talked about some other options. This was an EnviroLock. We've talked about doing the clay patch. And we also originally were talking about the logs.
Right.
Aspect of it.
Something in between.
Right. Something in between.
Doing that ourselves.
Yeah. I just, that 54,000 number just puts it into a whole new.
I agree with you, Carl.
Renee, what do you think? What are you thinking on that? I mean, I'd like to just say yes and get the project done.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what this other 20,000 is.
So the other 20,000, if you remember, not a different section, but I'll say a phase of the project, is directing that runoff that's coming down Baltimore Street towards our original manhole and sewer line patch.
Right.
It needs to be rerouted away to, I guess, the southwest into the revetment that's along the shoreline here. So the cost to design is basically it's a swale, but it's with check dams to slow the water down as it gets to the river. That's what the $20,000.
That seems crazy too.
And I felt like that was a little high, but and I asked the engineer, I said, why is this it cost us all said and done if we consider this extension for an engineer to design? $14,000, which isn't terribly off this $20,000 when you factor in you got the topography there, a smaller space to work in. That's our access, you know, with our trucks to get in and out. The other good news is we have a grant from the county's the video lottery terminal grant for $5,000, which would go towards the design of that swale. That's what we put in the application for. So it, you know, cost to the town would be $15,000, which I think is more in line with what we paid for the sewer line patch, but I can, if you want to take a second, I can go through my email and try to make sure I got all of their points as to why it was more to design this swale than sewer line patch. Off the top of my head, those were the things I could remember.
Mm-hmm.
So let's kind of break this down a little bit. So in regards to finishing off for this the shoreline for footlog for this estimate that we have from Cerny, do we want to go ahead and put that out, or actually have that designed first with Coastal for 2000?
It could come back a lot lower. They could say
we'll have designs, yeah, and then quite frankly, I agree with Curtis, and it should be mm-hmm. put out for bid.
Yeah, yeah. I like that idea.
Although it seems a little cumbersome mm-hmm. when the contractor's already out there to do the job, and yeah. now we're doing it twice, but.
Right. I'll make a motion that we. You want to wait? Oh, okay.
I know Renee's still thinking, I know Curtis. I don't know if Curtis, do you have any thoughts on? Curtis mentioned about putting it out for bid. So I think that's he's leaning that way.
Yeah, I was leaning that way too, but I thought the same thing. But I'm willing to do whatever the board wants to do. I'd like to see it get done. I'm like you.
Is the other part being started?
I believe that the contractors ordered materials.
Okay.
But yeah, especially like the EnviroLock bags, for example, you kind of want to get it all at one time.
Yeah.
And that's part of it. And that's what I'm thinking is because are we going to hurt if we don't? Because
I thought about that too.
Because he's buying it instead of this many, he's adding to it.
Yeah. Order it all at one time. Mm-hmm. We say yes.
Right.
I mean, look. I've always thought this was a pretty significant project to begin with, the shoreline. Yeah. I mean, and we, initially when we were getting into, we were getting it done very inexpensively with the logs and whatnot, mm-hmm. but then kind of seemed like that wasn't maybe going to hold up as long, and the EnviroLocks would be a more permanent thing for 10, 20 mm-hmm. plus years and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
We hope it's a long time. Yes. So if you got it all done for 100K, but of course, we have other expenses on top of it, but I mean, is that unreasonable? I mean, unfortunately, what gets us is we got 54K for this sewer line, and now all of a sudden we have this one little area that's this long,
the same price,
this height, and that kills us.
Doubles the job.
The erosion in that section is not as severe.
No, it's not.
It's not.
And it's not hurting any infrastructure, but it's still occurring.
But area-wise, yes. It's going away from the sewer line. That's less of a sewer line stabilization than just slope stabilization.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just as long, not as wide, but from a retaining wall perspective, it's the same project. We just doubled the project
mm-hmm.
by expanding
the scope. And if we don't, okay. I'm thinking, mm-hmm. okay. Mm-hmm. And if we don't, I'm more thinking of the fact of then the water's going to come around and go this way.
And hit it more.
The patch, no matter which direction water comes from, is supposed to absorb it. But
I'm also thinking if the water...
Yes.
But I'm thinking on the fact of, okay, the water's coming in, right? Here we have stabilization, here we don't. Are we going to put more of a strain here, which is going to make it worse, which is going to make this look like chump change? Because when this all started a long time ago, all right, we had grasses growing down there and they were all mowed down. I was so upset. Okay, so upset.
I remember.
We had large, like,
yeah. Nice grasses.
Okay, yeah. Nice. And they were helping. Mm-hmm. And, contractor mowed everything down and did it to like nothing.
What's the total bid of the Cerny's altogether? 108,000.
Which is still under the other bid.
I'm okay with whatever you guys want to go with. This has been going on a long time. It just seems like a different price. It just, I don't know, it's a shock price. So.
It is a shock, but I'm also, I'm thinking outside. And
what's the value of getting it, just getting it done? And his price for the whole thing, I mean, is the one estimate we had, 108 just for the stormwater management patch. And here we're getting the whole thing done for that same price.
That's what I'm looking
for. About
and we have the people do it.
Yep.
And it needs to be done. And
it's a significant project.
Ago. Yes.
And Carl, price is only going to keep going up. They're not going to come down anytime soon.
Ourselves into doing it and getting it done. And, yep. And I'm okay with that. If, you know, but we're going to lie with our decision that we make. You know,
I'm going to make a motion that we accept the $54,640.27 from.
That's just how I'm feeling.
30 Enterprises.
Look, I think we're all tired.
I'm making a motion. Get
done. I said that 2 weeks ago.
Let's listen to a public comment on it. Yeah. You guys want to pass this around? Public comment.
$54,640.27.
Let's open it up.
And I know Miss Thelma wants it done. And Miss Ursula.
Let's open it up for public comment. It's a big ticket item.
Can I get on?
Thelma, yeah,
go ahead, Thelma.
I think Renee had a very good point about once you put the EnviroLock bags in, what kind of effect is that going to have right next to it? Because I asked that before, nobody knows. So I think that's a very good point. But the thing is, the town won't need, you know. So my other thing is, I'm having a hard time. I don't understand what the big deal is about finishing the whole thing. One, in November of 2021, the commissioners voted to do the sewer line and shoreline to stabilize it. Then when you guys got the design for the sewer main, why was the design not done right next to it like the commissioners had voted would be done? And now we're looking at, oh, well, it's going to cost us even more because we have to get it done again and that kind of thing. Why wasn't the design included in the first place for the shoreline? And the rest of the shoreline isn't just all of a sudden we've got the rest of the shoreline to deal with. That has been a part of the sewer main the whole time. That whole shoreline is eroding away. It didn't just all of a sudden, the sewer main was doing it a long time and the rest of the shore wasn't.
You're 100% correct, Thelma. You're correct.
I think once you do this 54K, just to push it through and just to get it off somebody's shoulder or whatever, I think this, I don't know, it almost seems like there's hidden agendas or something. I think Renee made a very good point. I don't know what happened between November and getting that design. Something is messed up that design wasn't done in addition to the sewer main. And now we're looking at, oh, well, it's just going to be too much money. It should have never happened to begin with. And that's all I'm going to say.
I'll chime in real quick about the trajectory of that first design. Remember, we applied for a grant to put a breakwater out in the river, right? And that was going to cover that central portion of the shoreline behind the beach. When we found out we didn't get that, that was December. That was after November. This patch was always a priority, I think, near the sewer line because it was, it's our critical infrastructure, right? That's why we focused on it. And so it was kind of like a tag team approach. Ultimately, we decided, hey, that grant was just to design the breakwater out in the river anyway. We knew that to construct the sewer line patch, the breakwater wasn't going to come for another year or two. But I think as a group, we decided, forget the breakwater, right? Just recently decided, let's address the whole shoreline and do it on land. And let's try these EnviroLock bags. My opinion is it should be done all at once. The only thing, I don't know if it would reduce the cost a whole lot, but I know contractors do like to have construction plans to work off of. So I'm wondering, just thinking out loud, if we had the engineer design the extension, how much that construction cost estimate might decrease.
The thing about the breakwater, like we talked about that as a phase two. In November of 21, it was voted on to get something in place now before another 3 feet drop off the ground down there, the shoreline. And then phase two, eventually, you talked about the breakwater way off, and that was a big ticket item. So we never did drop the rest of the shoreline. Something fell through the cracks when a design was made. Everything was focused on the sewer main, and something was dropped about the rest of the shoreline. And now it is costing more, which just.
And I think you're right. That's what happened when the designs came back from coastal. They didn't extend the whole way down the shoreline, and quite frankly, they should have, because in my mind, the project's not just the sewer line, but it really is that whole shoreline right there and preserving it because it is eroding quickly. But unfortunately, when those designs came back, it didn't include beyond that, really much beyond that, the stormwater or the sewer line. So, but we want to get the whole thing done. And the question before us right now is whether or not to go ahead and proceed with the EnviroLock and allowing Cerny to go ahead and perform the work. And that's what we want comment from y'all right now as to that. So,
well, the thing about Cerny going ahead and just doing the 54K one, Renee has an excellent point. Is that going to speed up the erosion right next to it? And nobody knows. And if the designer didn't do what he was asked to do, if the designer was asked to design something for the sewer main and this little tiny piece of shoreline, and it came back to you, why didn't whoever's in charge send it back to the designer and say, hey, we asked for this, not that?
Well, I have to say it was a mistake on our part that we didn't get the designs for the extent of the whole length of it. But do you have anything else you want to add, Thelma, to this, or before we move on to the next speaker?
No, I do, but no. Thank you.
Steve, do you have any comment?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I've been listening along. I have no problem with them completing the job with the add-on that you discussed, as long as we're extremely confident it will solve the erosion problem. And that's kind of where I think the question lies. Is this a patch or a permanent fix on the the second phase past the sewer line. It's not as severe out front of my house, and it's much more severe by the sewer pipeline. But I think it would be nice to know that when they do the investment of the additional, I think it was $54,000, that they feel very strongly it's a permanent fix.
I think this will be a permanent fix for the unforeseeable future.
Sure. Okay.
This is, you know, good as it gets.
Well, and to be fair, Thelma and I've had lots of conversations about it. I live right next door to Thelma, but her house is much closer to the water than my property and my neighbor's property next door. So the beach erosion for us is not as a severe situation, if you follow me. It is dropping off, you know, every year about a half a foot to a foot, but I would like to see that stopped and corrected with what you think the plan will do.
And hopefully it'll look decent. I mean, that's a big aspect of it as well.
I agree.
But obviously stopping the erosion is first and foremost.
Well, and I think that's the case, because right now, frankly, at nighttime, even I would say about 20 feet past where you're initially were going to complete, there's a pretty good little cliff there, and it is dark out there, and nobody's ever taken a walk off of that, but that's the potential. And as I understand it, the new program will smooth most of that terrain off to the point where it's not cliff-like. It might be a drop off, but not cliff-like.
No, it won't be. You're right. It will not be abrupt the way it is now. That's for certain.
Okay.
Thank you, Steve.
Yep.
If it's not going to be abrupt as it is now, how is that going to be undone? Because if you grade it, that's insult to injury. You know, I'd rather you guys do nothing than to dig and grade that area.
It's not going to be. As you know, it slopes down. It's probably whatever 3, 4, 5 feet up by the sewer line, and then it gradually goes down into nothing, or you know, into level with the ground as you get closer to the bench and the creek. And so this will be a wall, but the wall will get smaller and smaller as it gets closer to the creek. So it'll be a gradual declining wall.
What you mean, the wall around the sewer main, or what do you mean wall?
You're gonna have the enviro lock bags, you know, the around that sewer line area or the sewer main, and then. Yeah. And that wall, if we go along with this with Cerny, that wall will continue on down toward the creek, and it'll get gradually lower and lower and lower as it basically level with the current terrain, the land, the grassy area.
Yeah, I think
there will be bags in front of the 3-foot drop off.
The EnviroLog system, yes.
Okay, so I thought you said you guys weren't going to do that.
That's what we're voting on right now, and we're taking public comment for.
Okay, I'll shut up. Thank you.
Love you, Thelma.
Love you too.
Hey, this is Steve. Can I add something?
Sure.
Okay, so we're all on the same page, and I think this is where maybe Thelma and I are confused.
Sure.
The dry lock bags are going to go down, and they're what you're calling the wall.
Correct. But
then you're going to put earth on top of that. And plantings on top of that to suggest that there's really nothing below it except more earth. And the dry lock is like the lock of the sands shifting out to the sea. Am I understanding that correctly?
Well, almost, Steve. The idea is to bring dirt in first, okay? And encapsulate it with these EnviroLock sandbags. And then just do plantings. And the bags are filled with sand and topsoil. So
right.
We'll do native grass plug plantings right into the bags. So the patch, even though it'll be a different shape near the sewer line versus, you know, tapering down towards the ash tree, you know, it'll get skinnier. But the whole idea is to bring fill dirt in there and wrap it in place with this EnviroLock mattress system. It'll be a retaining wall on the riverside and then just wrap over like a mattress on top of the filter. It's really going to look like one big green hill.
That's what I was thinking. But will there be any shaving of the land from where the bags are dropped up towards the property owners? In other words,
shaving of the land?
Shaving or grading, I guess, is the word we should be using. But
I don't believe so.
Yeah. Now, the beauty with this sort of project is you really shouldn't have to do much grading at all.
That's kind of what I was thinking, and I was frankly hoping towards,
Fill in behind the bags, I would think, after the, when the wall gets created and fill goes in first and then the wall gets built on top of it.
Exactly. And that's how I envision it. I just wanted to make it clear, being a layman here, not knowing much of this type of work being done. So I had a better understanding as to what your thoughts are. And that's what I was hoping it would be.
Can somebody come down and show Steve and I at some point where the bags will stop? Make an appointment, because I'm under the impression the bags stop somewhere. And then, but the way you guys are talking, it sounds like it's going to go further down. So I'd like to know for sure how far the bags are going to go, if it's going to stabilize the rest of the shore.
I think once we get finalized plans, we can show you where that'll be. I think what the survey will do for us is actually stake out the limit of disturbance of the whole project. So you'll be able to have the plan with you while you're standing there on the beach.
Once for all. The PELSA survey.
Yes.
And just real quick, from interrupting public comment, how far do we get that PELSA survey?
Well, the good news is they have all the elevation data that the design engineer needs for the area. But as far as the boundary survey, I'm not sure. I've reached out to him. I haven't heard back yet.
I haven't harassed him lately.
I'll keep harassing.
I'll call. Okay. All right. Who's next?
I don't know if we can hear you or not. It doesn't look like you're connected. You're only camera. You might have to call in. If you have the agenda, Ursula, there's a phone number for you to call in.
Is there anybody else?
But I think that's everybody. Unless Mary, you had anything.
I have one more thing, please. Sure. I feel like the way you're talking, it's making it sound like the rest of the shoreline's going to be stabilized. But in actuality, the original plan was just the sewer main stabilization, and that's how it's going to be, because somebody didn't tell the designer, hey, you didn't do your design the way we asked you to do it, and now it's going to cost a bunch more money. So I have a feeling, like listening to you answer Steve's questions, and that's why I was hoping a long time ago, like we could all just have a meeting just on this so we didn't tie up the rest of the town. But it just sounds like you're saying, oh yeah, but just the sewer main's getting addressed and we don't know if it's going to make the rest of it worse. And it is very close to my property line. And once that starts caving in more, as we all know, you can't just whip up a fix. And that's why in November of last year, you were going to do some kind of fix. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Thelma. Ursula, are you there?
Not there.
Okay. So that concludes the public comment, unless Ms. Boudard calls in. So any further discussion after hearing public comment on how we want to proceed here with the balance of the shoreline? And thing on the board is whether or not we're going to go forward with Cerny's latest proposal to finish off the shoreline. With the additional, how many feet is it?
60 feet.
60 feet.
I am almost thinking we have to, because I'm afraid that if we only do the initial part.
You absolutely have to. The question is whether or not we go with Cerny's bid, or do we
go to Coastal, get it designed out, and put it out for rebid. It's going to get done.
Yeah, but how long?
Well,
okay.
It could be next spring, to be honest with you. Things go in town.
And with the nor'easters coming in, I'm not feeling comfortable with that.
All right, make a motion.
I already did.
All right. I'll second it. Let's move on.
And a second by Commissioner Fields and Commissioner Elmer to go forward with the Cerny bid to complete the shoreline erosion project for $54,000. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That was an aye, Curtis?
Yes, sir.
He's
excellent.
He's going to sweat through.
Did you get that, Brian?
I got all that. Do you guys want to talk about the swale design cost estimate?
Yes.
The first thing I saw.
Before we go any further, okay. The budget. Yeah. We have to put an amendment, and where is it coming from?
We had $250,000. We had $250,000. From ARPA monies for school erosion control. So we're at 108.
Okay.
With design and construction.
That's right what now. I'm asking. Yeah. We're not going over, right?
Yeah. It just takes away from other projects, but this is a worthwhile project.
Mm-hmm. But if we already had it budgeted for this, right?
We're good.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Hold on one second.
We
already passed it now.
Yeah, I know.
Go ahead, say what's this.
So, yeah, I asked him. I said, gee, yes.
Yes, Steve.
First, we'll just bite the bullet, do the whole thing.
So she agrees.
Done and done.
Good. So she can't hear anything.
Okay.
Oh.
She could hear that, but she can't get in.
Okay,
good. So when I asked Coastal Resources, I said, why is the design of this swale off of Baltimore Street so much more than the sewer stabilization? And so they said, this is in an email. They said that a site visit is included in this proposal. If you remember, there was no site visit for the sewer line stabilization, right? They were relying on the elevation data from our surveyor. So they think that's an important first step, not just elevation measurements, but even site measurements, boundaries, getting the constraints of that road right of way. And they said there's some analysis associated with that site visit too that they don't want to skimp on. They think that's an important step. The EnviroLock representative helped engineer the design for the sewer line stabilization. This doesn't sound like they're going to use EnviroLock here. So that means it needs more engineering from them to design. Third, the site is more complex because of the grading, right? It's steeper right there. They'll have to do more robust profiles and cross sections, which takes more time to properly draft the construction plans. And then fourth, the weirs, the check dams, will need to be designed to safely convey the water from the end of the road to the beach.
Without impeding driving.
So that all made sense to me. It still seemed a little high, but I understand why it's more complex.
And the other thing with this is everything that we're doing with Dewberry. Mm-hmm. Is this going to help that, or is it going to mess it up?
Well, remember how we talk about when we design any kind of stormwater project, even if it's replacing a pipe. Do we know how big that pipe should be? We can probably make a guess, but until we see some of the flooding forecasted for our area, it is a little bit of a leap of faith. I mean, design engineers can over-design things, for that flooding. But I'd say it's always a careful balance of how much design you want to put into something if it's not needed. So the other part of this too is, you know, we've been talking about extending this project on the coastal side of the world. You know, we're worried about the river, what the river's doing to that shoreline now. We all know in town, we live at the bottom of the hill. There's a lot of water coming off, you know, from up above, coming off of streets, our neighbors' properties, you know.
So what I'm saying is this something that would be incorporated into what we're doing already? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like the Dewberry design it for the price that we have.
Well, no matter. I'm asking because if this is, I don't want to put a Band-Aid on something if they're going to come back and say, you know, they're on it here, but is there,
right.
You know what I mean?
I do. I mean, that's what I was getting at with this upland erosion, meeting an area where we have coastal river erosion. Yeah. It's challenging on both sides.
And it's the whole coup.
And, you know, if you do one without the other,
yeah,
I feel like we're missing something.
You need to have an
and it's not that profession. I don't want... Yeah. To do this because that is part of the issue, but I also see that we're.
It's a good question. If we waited to see what the flood modeling shows us, to see what our top five priorities are, would this swale along Baltimore Street be in the top five?
Well, here's the deal: we're about to drop $100,000 for a new wall to protect our infrastructure.
Coastal side, yes.
I don't want it to be deteriorated by
that's the other side of it.
Exactly.
Okay. So, that's the other side of it is like I'm just looking at both sides and I speak out what it's going through my head. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to double dip to spend the money twice is all I was saying. Okay.
Good point.
I didn't want to do things twice. If this is already, that's all I'm saying. It's not that I'm not saying that we should do it. I'm saying, are we going to pay for this twice?
Well, you might contact Dewberry.
That's all I was saying. It's not the fact that I'm against doing it. I'm looking at it as.
You got an early project freedom design.
I don't want to, we're doing this. It's going to be done by June. I don't want to be paying something to do something twice.
That's a very good point. Very good point.
That's all I'm saying. I don't want to double the, because Dewberry, which we're going to talk about. No,
she's right. I agree with this.
Some of the precipitation data that's available to engineers now, that can give you... I don't want to speak like a design engineer, but that can give you an idea what future flooding is going to be, right?
I know that it's part not, because of all the work that we're doing.
It may not be the same as what Dewberry will produce in the assessment. But my hope is that, yeah, it would be designed as soon
but
as
I
possible
don't want,
and not have to redo
it. They're talking $20,000 for just this, mm-hmm. Okay? But the problem is up here. So right. You see what I'm saying?
I do. Yeah.
And this is where it all comes back to not having the total plan in place. And I'm not against this being done because I really think it needs to be done. Okay. But I also don't want to go against what we're paying $90,000 for that we might have to rip up in a little bit.
Why don't we call Dewberry, explain this situation, mm-hmm. and have them give us some input on it real quick.
Okay.
Like, can you know, is this included or this is what we're looking at doing?
Yeah.
Does this make sense for the overall plan and find out what they have to say about it.
That's all I'm I'm not against
that,
it.
I think you need to do it.
I agree. But I don't want to have to, we're paying for a master plan, and is it included in this? I don't want to be redundant and have to pay it again.
Right, whenever you are tasked with our situation.
And this is going to be coming up this whole 6 months. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know. You've got problems at the bottom of the hill. There are things you can do halfway up the hill. There's things you can do at the top of the hill.
Yes.
I get it.
And I just want it very clear. I'm not against this. I'm just looking at the fact of, are we going to pay for this twice?
I think wherever we have problems at the bottom of the hill, we probably need to do something at the bottom of the hill. No matter where you are in town, we're going to have to do something halfway up the hill. And we're going to have to do something at the top of the hill.
And
no matter where you are.
And now that I'm going through all this process, I get that you start at the bottom and you work your way up, which I didn't know that. I thought you worked the other way around. But okay, I get it. All right. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not against it. I just want to make sure that we are not. We take this all into consideration.
You know, we just have a cost estimate in front of us here. We don't have a design. The general idea, if I ran it past Dewberry and said, hey, if we want to move forward with a project like this at the bottom of the hill, do you see any problems? Anything we should think about now? Just to get their opinion on that.
You could explain to them that you could also explain to them we're about to do this big shoreline project, but we know that the stormwater runoff off of Baltimore is damaging or further exacerbating the erosion. And we need to take care of it now. What input do you have on it? And you know, could they say, hey, well, this may be one of the projects that we could design ourselves for the price that they're doing. I mean, I don't know. They may say no to that. And then, but give us some other input. I mean, are we paying for that already from them? Kind of, sort of.
Yeah, because we haven't got to the priorities yet.
No, we haven't. We're early phases with Dewberry. I understand.
But their deliverables, three designs, 30% alone, means they got to get permits too.
Right.
Three projects. One of them is the Living Shoreline down at Avalon. So there's two left. And that's what I was getting at. You know, what are the odds that this will be one of the
projects? This is an important one, though,
right?
Yeah, because it's one of our parks, Avalon. Mm-hmm. It's the bookends.
Yep.
And can you talk to them between now and the next meeting, and then we'll come back to Coastal? You guys fine with that?
I am, yeah. I think it's a because you made a good point.
You got anything else?
I just want to make sure before we move any further that this isn't, that we're not doing this twice. That's all I was saying.
Yeah. All right. Let's do that. Okay. All right. Next on the agenda is the Juneteenth holiday observation, Mr. Leitner.
So this isn't just me looking for another paid holiday. It's a federal holiday.
Perryville's doing it. Cecilton's doing it. Elkton's doing it. I think Northeast is doing it too. I'm not sure about Northeast. I can't answer that. But I know Perryville's doing it. Cecilton's doing it. Elkton's doing it.
I gave you all just a little bit from CNET.com. You know,
federal government's doing it.
Yeah.
What is Juneteenth, right? Mm-hmm. And then just an excerpt from our personnel manual basically says that holidays will be observed in accordance with the federal holiday calendar or in a manner otherwise determined by the town.
And can you tell us the Juneteenth is what day?
June 19th. This year? Not sure.
Is it always the 19th?
Yes. That was the date that it was read. Right. In Galveston, Texas.
It's a Monday.
What was the general saying? Do you know the general
saying? It's right here.
Yeah, it's right here on the back.
Major General. Major
General Gordon Granger. I knew it was in Galveston. I couldn't remember the guy's name though.
All right. Somebody want to make a motion?
I motion to for the town to honor Juneteenth.
As a federal holiday?
As a federal holiday. Well, it is a federal holiday, but we adopted it to our thing.
Curtis, second it. All in favor, say aye.
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 Very good. Okay. That is all the items on the agenda. Renee, you want to kick off with the comments and topics?
Kathy and I went to the fall conference a couple days down in Annapolis. Very enlightening. Learn a lot. My first class on Sunday was the graduate class for cybersecurity. It was 4.5 hours. OMG.
Terrifying.
Yeah. All right. I'm not too concerned as much about our online bill paying because that was set up by PNC. So I know they got their own little thing going on. Okay. But one of the things that they were talking about is we have a SCADA, which we do for our water tower, that people say, oh, it's a totally different entity because it's up there. It's not attached to here. However, when the meter readings happen, where does that information come? It comes to that computer right over there. So that enters the network, which could do whatever. They gave the example of in Vegas at a fish tank that's out there in one of the casinos had a wireless thermostat reader in one of the fish tanks. It was not secure, and that's how they came through and shut the casino down. We need to, what they were talking about is our ad hoc. Emergency preparedness ad hoc, which we need to get rid of ad hoc. We need to make it a thing to talk about cybersecurity, to talk about the pandemics and anything that's out there. I asked Brian to find it. I can tell you who wrote it the last time, and it was way before me. So it needs to be updated. And we need to all talk about this as a group and what you think we all need to add. Some of the things that we need to add to it is to have MOAs with like Perryville and Northeast so that when things happen, we're there for them. And the other part of that is if federal money is there to or state money, we can actually repay or get money back on that too. I mean, that's something that we really need to work on because that was like eye-opening on that. The other thing I did go to is the stormwater class. Kathy and I both were in this class. And I know they've been talking about the infrastructure money, but it's coming closer. It's just a matter of time. I really think it's going to happen after the midterm elections. I think we're just waiting for the midterm elections. Yep. Everything waits for the election. We're kind of ahead of the state right now with our stormwater master plan. Right now, they are trying to update what they are doing. And they are now taking jurisdictions' comments on this. And they hope to have things ready to be put into, I guess, proposal before it goes in the final plan by spring. So we're actually ahead listening to what other municipalities were. We're ahead of a lot of the other municipalities because they're all thinking the same thing. A lot of them are not on the river. They're dealing with what we are, is what's going past them. There are some towns that have talked about that they have stormwater that the county runs that is in charge of. And over here, development happened and they tapped into this and this is not big enough. And now they're having flooding. Yep. So it's a whole state thing. It's not just, I mean, I know we got what we have. Within the next 10 years, they're thinking that we're going to be getting at least 6.5 to 7 inches more rain a year.
Mm-hmm.
And our storms are getting more intense. So it's good that we're working on this, but I'm glad to hear that the infrastructure money is going to be coming. I do have my email on the notification list so that we can start applying for this.
Cool.
Because we know how applying for grants are. Mm-hmm. It's not just like today. Brian and I, when I came back from Annapolis today, I walked in and he said, do you have a few minutes? Because they had the kickoff meeting today with Dewberry. So I did talk to them about, you know, if these grants and stuff come forward, will they help us? And they said that they're going to be talking to their people and they don't see that that's an issue with that. But they're going to check with that. But the funding sources are a big issue, and I'm glad to hear that the infrastructure bill, which I know it's going to pass, it's just what version of it, because they've had at least 15 versions of this thing. It's going to happen. Small town, they talked about chickens. It was a big topic. And we had a resident here last week complain about chickens, that the neighbor's chickens got out. They're walking around the neighborhood. So one of the towns just redid theirs. I just got a copy of it. I have not looked at it because it just was talked about. So I will get that so the zoning board can kind of look it over. What's the other one?
I saw a chicken walking along Wells Camp Road the other day.
They were talking about, one of the towns talked about Poolsville, that they took over a state road that was going through the middle of their town.
Ooh.
I do not think we can do that because this is an evacuation route.
Mm-hmm.
And 7 is an evacuation route. So I don't think we can do that. So I'm just telling you, but I really don't think we are allowed to take over an evacuation.
Well, I think that'd be pushing it.
But I mean, the thought was like, just like what you just did, Brian. But I don't think that it could ever happen because of the evacuation route. That's 267 and 7. I did go to the DEIA group because I am almost finished with doing the handbook for the employees that are here. There's some things that came out of it, but there was no policies. It was more of this is what we're doing to implement and what they're working for. The bigger towns actually hired a person that to make sure DEIA things were being taken care of. The one thing that I did learn is we need to talk about our purchasing policies and we need to update it so that this is also included in it.
Sustainable Maryland.
I'm sorry, you are right. I did talk because he jacked me down. Okay. Brian asked, I went over in June, and basically Sustainable Maryland, we have to get certified, and this is something that we have to be recertified every 2 years. We were at one time certified. It fell through the cracks or whatever, but we need to redo it. He stopped me again today or yesterday at the conference because he's right there next to the main room. He said, did you do anything? And I said, well, I don't know. I know I handed it. He goes, well, I haven't gotten an email. So I called Brian and he said, they did get the green team. It's up running, which is one of the main things of this. Okay. Mm-hmm. He is now being funded by the state. This is a state mandated thing, which MML has been funding this, even though it's been state. This past year, it got finally that the state is funding this program for him to come out and train us to make sure that we are what we need to do. So after we talked, I did go back and I said, hey, Brian and him are now in email discussions. So and
he's coming October 27th.
October 27th. He's if going.
90-minute train.
What's his name?
Mike Hunninghake.
Yes.
Hunninghake?
Hunninghake.
I don't like that.
Two towns today are now certified, and 16 more went through their re-up. If we don't do this, funding's going to start drying up.
We used to. Well, Denny was always, I think, on top of that.
And
which was very important.
I understand that we are kind of in a transition. I'm not blaming anybody because, Brian, you're learning. The staff here is not knowing everything, but I just want to bring it up that and the Green Team, he did say that they just talked about this. This lit past month, so
I think things are really coming together on that. And the beauty with it too is all those things that we earn points for. You got to get 150 total to get that certification. It's all things we should be doing anyway.
Yes,
it's a no-brainer. It's just
and one of them is the purchasing thing too. So we need to get that written. I don't think there was anything else. I know there was a whole bunch going on.
Oh goodness, there was so much going on. I took the municipal government class, and that was really interesting to learn more about that. Because this is all new to me. So I was like, I was excited to take that one. And so they talked about the structure of that, and whether they were strong mayor governments. Or
why don't you come over and sit down and tell us what you learned real quick.
She was just like Brian.
Unless you have to stay tethered over there.
It was just like Brian when Brian was there this summer because he was like, oh my gosh. And it is when you first start taking this class, is what you think is not necessarily the right way. So
it was fun. I met a lot of neat people.
It is networking.
Tell more about it.
But anyway, I did the stormwater class, which I thought was really good. And that explains things too, because you guys talk about it all the time. Mm-hmm. And so that was eye-opening for me. And I thought it was kind of cool where he says, yeah, the 100-year flood plan doesn't mean it only happens once every 100 years.
Right.
So they made that pretty clear. But there's just so much going on. And I mean, I took tons and tons of notes, but then I also took the structure of municipal government employment issues. And they talked about hiring and firing and how to go about things and the policies and all that with that. And then we did a consensus and team building, which was kind of fun because that was very interactive and people were, it's like, okay, you're this person, discuss how you're gonna do this. Mm-hmm. So that was really kind of fun. So
when I get done the employee manual and I send it to y'all, so you can.
And one of the things was they mentioned that it had to have a disclaimer, and Renee said she had it.
There is one in there.
But he said, make sure it has this particular wording. So I gave him my card. He's going to make sure that we get that just in case it's different. So
basically that the employee manual is not a contract. That's another
good aspect of it.
Yeah.
Very good.
So I got 3-4 classes done. I'm on electric.
Cool.
So I did think I learned more at this conference than I did at the summer, but I really think because this past summer was the first one after COVID, I don't think it was just.
Not in the swing yet.
Not in the swing yet. Because I usually learn a lot at the summer one, yeah. But it was just like, I don't know. I learned a lot at this one because I was like, my God. But I'm hoping that we can go over this, and Brian's going to look for it. He said he couldn't find it, but I'll get on SureScan and see if I can find it. It was written before I was on the board before. So before 2012, former Commissioner Durange is the one that wrote it. I just don't know where it is.
And they talked about SureScan too.
And SureScan.
She has a copy.
And
digital format.
I also talked to Kathy. Kathy and Mary do not have training on how to use SureScan, and things are not being put up in there, and that's really scary.
That's a great resource.
That is really scary to me. So she's. I asked Kathy to reach out to SureScan.
Everything should be SureScan.
And it's not.
Are you putting the meetings in?
I mean, everything's digital, but not everything's been.
Yeah, see, because
I asked her to get.
That might be a good intern project.
I asked Kathy or Mary to reach out to SureScan to set up a time that they could come up and train them, because it's an important thing, because there is so much history in this thing. Okay.
Everything should be there. All the documents.
Not this one, but they were talking about part of the cyber thing about making sure things are up and how we doing and that it's not sitting here, there.
Backup. Yeah. Everything should be backed up.
And I will email you a lot more on what was talked. Is that okay, Curtis?
Okay. I think it's good.
Yeah, that's okay. Sorry. I was trying to hit the unmute button, but I was hitting the wrong button.
So, I mean, I'll send you a lot of the other stuff that I was taught in that class, but scary thoughts.
Time well spent. Good. Jeff, go ahead.
So I spoke to the lady that was there about Conowingo Dam and some of the other dams, and we were talking, and I said, well, can you visit the dam? And they said they pretty much cut that back. I said, well, I was interested, and I said, well, by the way, if you're going to do that, can we do, like, open it up to a field trip for people from Charlestown? And she said, we'll see.
Okay. I've never toured the dam.
I just thought it'd be kind of cool.
It's always working when they have it. It's like usually in the middle of the week, like at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Jeffrey?
Four quick things.
Yep.
I talked to Brian about an extra bench over in the kiddie park, Fairgreen Park. I talked to him after the meeting. You remember? I didn't know if that's something we need to vote on. There's only one small bench over there, other than the gazebo, inside the gazebo. And with being COVID and everything, still around a little bit, I thought it'd be nice to have a second bench in there for the adults to sit on while the kids are playing. It doesn't have to be a commemorative bench or anything, but I'm just saying, just whatever we have in there now will be fine. I mean, what is it made out of, resin or something? Or?
Yeah.
So it probably wouldn't be a big expense, but it would be nice to have a second bench in there. Is that all right, you guys? Or something I asked Brian about, and if he discussed it with you or not, Carl. I mean, he didn't.
About it,
I mean,
that's still okay. It ain't gonna hurt.
Okay, well, I didn't know if, you know, if we could look into a price on that or something, Brian, or can we do that? Or
yeah,
and then maybe have it, you know, it's the next meeting or whatever. It doesn't have to be right away, just something to throw out there. Second thing, any updates on the circuit rider, Brian?
Yeah,
we have one.
Karen Schaefer, I was gonna.
Because Julie is the accountant now, right? So she left, and I saw she had the paper.
Said about this person. I'm like, who is that?
Karen Schaefer.
Okay.
Just started last week.
Okay.
Same schedule, you know.
Sure. I was just looking for an update.
She couldn't come tonight.
Okay. That's why I was asking.
She will be present tomorrow for the walkable community workshop.
Okay. Gotcha.
If you're coming. To be able to meet her then. If not, I'm sure you'll get acquainted with her shortly.
That sounds good.
She just started and we're excited to have her on board.
Sure. There was another.
What's her
thing.
Name again? Karen.
Karen Schaefer.
Okay.
So, I was just curious because I saw the ad in the paper and I didn't know if we'd ever found anybody or not. You know.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I mean it's going to help with these grants, right? So.
How do you spell her last name?
S C H A E F F E R.
There was one other thing. I can't remember what it was now.
Thank you.
Let me think for a second. Who was that?
Go to Curtis and come back.
Yeah, go ahead. Go to Curtis. Yeah.
But Curtis. You got anything?
Yeah.
Go to the cause?
I don't really have it.
So yeah, tomorrow night, Brian just brought that up. We do have the WMAPCO. Walkable communities workshop. So, and that's open to the community to talk about, you know, as particularly as we're starting to do the streetscape
particularly to the school and so forth. And it'd be great to have people show up to come in and comment. And these are folks from WMAPCO who help plan.
What time is that?
5 o'clock. And it's 5 to 8. So it's, you know.
We're providing refreshments.
And that's at the fire hall. So it's about walking, bicycling, all that kind of good stuff.
Yes.
Additionally, we did receive a email from Kevin Hornberger talking about the budget meeting coming up, and that, you know, we had projects that we wanted to get earmarked for us to get in line and set up a meeting with the secretary, and that's scheduled for the 20th of October.
Stormwater.
I'd like to, you know, and also the fishing pier is a big ticket project that we really need to get geared up as well, because that's continuing to fall into the water.
That 20th of October, is that at night or day?
I believe that is, and I'll tell you here in a second.
That's the MM Meltdown River in Texas. That's why I was asking.
Yeah, it's in the afternoon. I think it's around 2 o'clock.
Okay, so it's before the dinner then. Okay, and where's that at?
The it's county virtual. Meeting? It's going to be a virtual.
Oh, virtual. Okay.
So
I can't guarantee that one, but just give me an update on that one.
So anyway, that's all good stuff, you know.
Yep.
Oh, good, important big projects that are long overdue.
Around the 15th of November, we're going to be planning a community, instead of sending out another survey, DuBerry's going to come and talk to residents, and it's more of a community outreach about all of the flooding.
Right.
I'm thinking not only do we put it online, but is water bills going out? Put it in there. And we put signs around town that this is going to happen.
When is that scheduled? It's November 15th?
Around the 15th.
Okay. Yeah, tentative date's November 16th.
16th.
So that'll be an early 16th. Evening meeting? Or
November 16th. Yeah, but
community meeting.
Just put it on your calendar.
Good.
And that we need to call the fire department and ask if we can use the fire hall that day.
Okay.
Night is that a Wednesday?
Think so.
Jeff, did you remember what you
were thinking? No, I can't remember it. Well, it must not have been that important.
Back to you again.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Brian, you got anything?
No,
let's go into public comment.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess one thing, remember the artesian well number 5?
Yes.
Being drilled outside of our town limits.
Yes.
I think for the next meeting, I'm hoping to get a cost estimate from a different engineering firm and professional geologist on reviewing that report on our behalf to see, you know, what kind of potential impacts there could be, not just in the short term, but long term on our system. So I'll have more information.
I'm not happy with what came back, by the way, from ACOM.
Correct.
Agreed.
It's just,
we're getting it. We're getting an opinion.
Yeah.
And what's the name of the company?
It's called Spot Stevens and McCoy.
Okay. And let's, and when do we think we'll have that?
I think we'll have a cost estimate on that analysis by the next meeting for
All right. Well, we need to make that happen. So
like sooner.
And again, that for everybody that knows is that Artesian's talking about putting in additional wells right on the border of the town, digging into our aquifer, and they're putting in an application for appropriations to you know, allocate, you know, a couple million a day, gallons a day.
Like
and obviously we're concerned about the negative impact it would have on Charlestown, and particularly on a sustainable basis. And because our aquifer is very unique, it's not like a lot of the other aquifers outside up towards Easleton and the rest of the county. We're just a small milkshake. And there's only so much milkshake to go around, but it's, in my opinion, it's our milkshake. And we need to protect it.
I agree.
So
he who controls the water.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
Steve, do you have anything for public comment? Anything additional?
No, I'm good. I would like to just go quickly and address, I think it was Lou that said something about the Conowingo Dam tour. I actually have a video from...
That's Miss Kathy.
Miss Kathy, I have a video from the public television on the construction of that dam, and it's very fascinating. So if it's ever to come about, I would be happy to give that to somebody who would use it for that purpose.
Thank you.
Is that on a CJ?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's on a CJ, and it was put out by public television about 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, so it was very good.
Yep. Fascinating. All right. Thank you for everything. I appreciate your time, folks.
Thank you.
Elma, did you have anything else?
The thing at the firehouse, the walkable community, what was the date of that?
It's tomorrow at 5 p.m.
Oh, okay. And the tentative date, November 16th, with Dewberry and the residents. Is that going to be during the day or in the evening?
Evening. I think in the evening. Yeah, evening. 5 or 6 o'clock at night.
6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. After six.
Okay. Thank you.
I will throw things at you.
Thank you, Thelma.
Civil.
Thank you.
It's after 8 o'clock. That's what I was told.
Is Ms. Boudard?
Not after eight.
Ursula, I think we can see you, but we can't hear you. Yeah, she's got a camera connection, but there's no microphone.
So I'll give a thumbs up if she wants to make a comment.
I don't know if you can hear us, Ursula, but if you want to make any public comment, give us a thumbs up and then call Town Hall. We'll put you on speaker.
Did she thumbs up?
I don't see a thumb.
All right. Well, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn if there's nothing further.
I motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Everybody have a good night.
Cheers.